Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Hamaitzei oicholin unesanan alo scoop. If one takes out food, but instead of taking it out into the street, he actually puts it right down on his little stoop, on his porch. That's what the skupa is. Now, this porch was higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, the Rav explains, and because of that, it's not yet 9 tefachim, but it's still 4 tefachim wide. So you have something that is midiaraisa, a makom ptur. It's not a reshus really midiaraisa, because since it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, and it has its own entity, it's not part of reshus harabim, but it's also not reshus hayachid, so it's in between. It's a makom ptur. The rabbanon gave it a din of a karmelis, so it has its own reshus midrabbanon. So it's also to carry from a karmelis to either reshus hayachid or to reshus harabim. But midiaraisa, it's mutter. So if one now takes his food and puts it down on this stoop, whether or not he himself now goes and takes it from the stoop out into Rosh Hashanah, Bein Shotzion Acher Potter, or whether somebody else goes and takes it, he's Potter. Why? Because a malacha wasn't done in one shot. Because you need to do an akira in Rosh Hashayochid and a hanacha in Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. Here, he first put it down on the Carmelis. And since it wasn't done in one action, an akira and hanacha, therefore he's Potter. Mishnah continues, Kupa shimalea peiros unesan ala skupa hachitzona. If you have a basket that's filled with fruits, and he puts it on an outer iskupa. Now, an iskupa, again, it's a stoop, a porch. However, in this case, the iskupa hachitzona has a din of reshus harabim, because this iskupa is less than 3 tefachim from the ground. It's low to the ground, and it has the din of the ground itself, which is reshus harabim. So here he puts it on the iskupa, afal pi sharoif haperos mi bechutz, even though most of the fruits that are in this basket are sticking outside, meaning they're on the iskupa potter. So he's still potter. Achiyotzi es kol hakupa, until the whole basket is outside of his house. There's a part of the basket and the fruits that are sticking inside his house, and he's not chayv until he takes out the whole basket. The way the Rav explains this is that the first thing we have to know is that the only time he'd be chayv, whatever the case is, we're going to discuss soon what's going on with the basket, whatever the case is, he would have to do it in one action. Whatever he did here, if he put it down, and then he goes and then he takes it out again, he would be potter. And the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam explains the reason that he's potter is because when he put it down over here, since some of the basket was in Reshus Harabim already, it's potter, we're going to see, for a different reason, but since it already was placed down in Reshus Harabim, but he wasn't chayiv yet, so now when he does the second action and takes it out into Reshus Harabim, he's picking it up from something that's in a weird stage because some of it was in Rosh Hashanah, and now he goes and he puts it down Rosh Hashanah, there he'd be putter. So the only case he'd be chayv is if he does it from the beginning, from his Rosh Hashanah, he takes the whole thing out, and it's all on the Yiskupa, or all on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what is actually not fully in Rosh Hashanah or on the Yiskupa? What's still lingering in his own house? So the Rav learns that the fruits themselves, that all of these fruits, we're dealing with larger fruits, longer fruits, where every single fruit in the basket has a part of it that's still in his house. But if all of the fruits in the basket are in the Rosh Hashanah, which means none of them are in his house, they're all on the Yiskupa, which has a din of Rosh Hashanah, then he'd be chayiv. So that which the Mishnah says, achiyoti es kol hakupa, it lav dafka, that means you have to take out the whole basket. It just means that if you would have the fruits that are outside your house and you put them down directly in the iskupa, and all the fruits are in the iskupa, even though a sliver of the basket is still sticking in your house, that's as if you took out the whole basket. And the Rav says it would then come out that if, let's say, he had small little seeds in the basket, like mustard, and there's at least enough seeds where he'd be chayiv, where those seeds are on the iskupa, even though there's other seeds that are in his house, he would still be chayiv on those seeds because it's dependent on the fruits and the items inside the basket to be chayiv, according to the Rav. However, the Rambam holds that this isn't true. And the Rambam paskins, like the other day in the Gemara, that it's dependent on the basket. And when the Mishnah says until you take out the whole basket, it doesn't even matter. You can have mustard seeds. You can have any little seeds in there. As long as there's a piece of the basket that's in your house, you would be potter. Because whatever fruits are in the basket are tied to the basket and make the basket one. Because like the Tiferes Sol explains, we paskin that agad kli shmei agad. And the Rambam's lashon is that a kli makes that everything that's inside of it like one chefetz, like one item.